playing to win. David Cameron came off second best in this contest during his Christmas visit to British troops in Afghanistan. And his supporters will be hoping there'll be no own goals from the Prime Minister or the Coalition in the new year. On Britain's economic prospects for 2013, Mr Cameron's New Year message was optimistic.
On all the big issues that matter to Britain, we're heading in the right direction.
And he issued a robust defence of the government's controversial welfare reforms.
When people say we've got to stop our welfare reforms because somehow it's cruel to expect people to work, we're saying no. Getting people into good jobs is absolutely vital. Not just for them, but for all of us.
But Mr Cameron is facing a backlash against government cuts from unlikely rebels, Shire Tories who run rural councils.
We buy into the council tax freeze. We buy into the need for savings. We buy in for the need for shared services. We're all doing this. But there are certain things and certain costs you cannot get away from. It costs us almost twice as much to collect a rubbish bin in a rural area than it does in an urban area.
Labour claims Mr Cameron's tough message on getting people off benefits and into work adds up to an attack on the welfare state.
All those words are all right, but you can't build one nation, as we think this country needs to do, if what you're trying to do is destroy the foundations on which so many people depend.
But the threat from UKIP, whose support is now up to 15% according to a new poll, will worry Tories more than Labour's attacks. But despite raising expectations among his MPs about a big speech he's due to make early in the new year, redefining Tory policy on the EU, there was nothing in Mr Cameron's message about Europe, nor indeed about the other big issue that threatens to split the Tories in the new year, gay marriage. And there are Conservative MPs who question whether in 2013 Mr Cameron will steer his party in the right direction.